Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is 1 John 3:19-24. 1 John 3, the verses 19-24. This is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence. If our hearts condemn us, we know that God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, we have confidence before God and receive from him anything we ask, because we keep his commands and do what pleases him. And this is his command, to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as he commanded us. The one who keeps God's commands lives in him, and he in them. And this is how we know that he lives in us. We know it by the Spirit he gave us. My theme for reflection is when the heart condemns us. When the heart condemns us. A pastor once joked, "If my heart had a loudspeaker, I would never leave the house." Everyone laughed nervously because we knew exactly what he meant. Our hearts can be loud places, filled with mixed motives, regrets, and the echoes of things we wish we had not said or done. Even when others forgive us, even when God has forgiven us, our own hearts can still keep us on trial. That is precisely the situation the writer of 1 John is addressing. His community is wounded and uncertain, splintered by division, confused about truth, and shaken by doubt. Some members have left. Others remain unsure whether they still belong. Against this backdrop of anxiety and self-condemnation, the preacher speaks with calm assurance. This is how we know that we belong to the truth, and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. The problem is not merely theological, it is deeply human. When relationships fracture and faith feels fragile, our hearts begin to accuse us. Maybe you are not faithful enough. Maybe you are not really one of God's children. The preacher reminds his hearers that the proof of belonging is not found in doctrinal precision or emotional perfection, but in love, active, concrete love. Let us love not in word or speech, he writes, but in truth and action. The early community torn by conflict needed to hear that love is not a sentiment, but a commitment. When you feed the hungry, help a neighbor, or forgive an enemy, you are participating in God's truth. Love is not simply what proves faith, it is where faith lives. This is why the author connects belief and obedience so closely. This is his commandment, that we should believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and love one another. John's reflection recalls the wisdom of the Old Testament prophet Micah, who distilled the life of faith into three actions: to do justice, to love kindness, and to walk humbly with your God, Micah 6 verse 8. Both texts dismantle the illusion that religion is a matter of appearances or empty words. True knowledge of God is inseparable from the practice of compassion. Still, John knows that even when we try to live this way, guilt can linger. The heart remembers every failure, Here lies the turning point of the passage. God is greater than our hearts. God's knowledge is not condemning and but redemptive. He knows our weakness and loves us still. As Karl Barth once wrote, grace is the decision of God to be God for us, even when we are against him. When we cannot silence the accusations within, God's mercy overrules the verdict. What this means for us today is profoundly liberating. In a world obsessed with moral performance and self-validation, 1 John invites us to rest, not in our goodness, but in God's grace. Confidence before God is not arrogance. It is trust in the one who already knows the worst about us and loves us anyway. And from that confidence flows power for prayer, generosity, and renewed obedience. So when your heart whispers you are not enough, remember, your heart does not have the final word. Love does. God does. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, when has your heart condemned you? And how did God's grace speak louder than your guilt? Number two, what practical ways can you love in truth and action today towards someone in need or in conflict with you? And now our practical exercise. Take a few quiet moments to write down one area of your life where you feel guilt or self-condemnation. Pray over it. Then symbolically cross it out or tear it up as a sign that God's grace is greater than your heart. God of mercy and truth. When our hearts accuse us, remind us that you are greater. Teach us to love not in words alone, but in deeds of compassion. Grant us courage to trust your forgiveness and to live from it daily. Let your Spirit dwell in us so that our love may reveal your life to the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.